with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Israel's Security Cabinet has recommended approval of a ceasefire for Gaza. The deal now awaits action by the full cabinet. BBC correspondent Mark Lowen reports that Israeli citizens have strong opposing feelings about the proposed agreement.
Some family members happy with the deal in terms of getting the first wave of the hostages back, but many others who are families and loved ones of those who are not on the first list of the hostages to be released are furious that more effort has not been done to get all the hostages home in one go.
If Israel's full cabinet agrees to this ceasefire, it could start as soon as Sunday. A decision could come down at any moment. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. Supreme Court has unanimously upheld the law banning TikTok beginning this Sunday if it's not sold by its Chinese parent company. Ed Donahue reports.
The justices ruled the risk to national security posed by TikTok's ties to China outweigh concerns about limiting speech. TikTok has 170 million users in the U.S. A sale does not appear to be imminent. President-elect Trump vowed that he could negotiate a solution, saying he has a warm spot for TikTok.
Because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok had something to do with it.
And Trump says TikTok was among the items discussed in a conversation with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In consumer news, popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy have been added to Medicare's list of medications that will be negotiated directly between the government and drug manufacturers. The price negotiations will be handled by the incoming Trump administration and almost assure billions of dollars in savings for taxpayers. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 448 points. This is SRN News. The Speaker of the House goes to the Bible.
Mike Johnson says the reason the lower chamber passed a bill that bars males from competing against females in sports can be found in the book of Genesis. Talking to reporters, he said, quote, "We know that men are men and women are women, and men cannot become women." When asked how we can know that, Johnson replied, "It goes back to Genesis. Male and female, he made them." The ban now goes to the Senate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the Virginia House of Delegates have passed resolutions enshrining abortion and gay marriage, and a critical step for Democrats hoping to amend the state's constitution next year. The Democratic-led House advanced the proposed constitutional amendments while sister resolutions work their way through the state Senate. Proposed constitutional amendments are not subject to vetoes by the governor, but they must be twice passed in at least 2 years. After that, the public will render its decision by referendum on the issues. This is SRN News. Speaking at her confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill, Homeland Security Secretary-designate and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says she agrees with President-elect Trump's tough stance on immigration.
"Now, securing our homeland is a serious sacred trust that must be relentlessly pursued and can never be taken for granted. Being safe within our borders here in America is critical. And yet Americans feel less safe than they have felt in decades."
Her hearing was her first chance to lay out a vision for the sprawling department that will be central to Donald Trump's plans for cracking down on illegal immigration and carrying out mass deportations. General Motors banned for 5 years from disclosing data that it collects from drivers to consumer reporting agencies. It's part of a settlement with the government to resolve claims that the automaker shared such data without consumers' permission. The ruling by the FTC. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.